Hey guys, happy, happy Friday. Today I have a really cool topic for you. It came in from one of our Space Medicine newsletter followers, and it was all about what she should have in her backpack to help her with space medicine as she frequently moves house. So it's a fantastic topic. And as soon as she emailed the inquiry in to me, I thought to myself, my God, this is a cracking, cracking Periscope and blog topic. So with her permission, I'm going to talk to you about that today. So as I mentioned, I had this great email that came in saying that every 3 years, I have to move house for my husband's work and my work. And what I need to know is what I should put in my backpack to make the move easy and make the house, the next house that you go to, have some great space medicine and some great mojo. So the first thing I want to say is it's actually not something you can put in your backpack, but instead of having a backpack full of things that will help you with space medicine, instead what you have is you have some checklists. And there are two main checklists that I want you to have and I want you to use every time you go to a new property, so that you can ensure that you're doing the most you can to make sure that that new place prescribes as much space medicine as possible for you. So the first checklist I actually want you to implement before you leave the old house. You really need to have in your toolkit a great decluttering program. Every day, no matter how hard we try and fight it, clutter impacts on us. And there's great evidence around the fact that clutter has an impact. Visual clutter has an impact on our mental clutter and our mental clarity and our ability to focus and our ability to be productive and on our mental health in a nutshell. So it's absolutely essential that before you go to move each time, regardless of whether it's a routine thing that's part of your job, that every single time you shed all the things that you don't need from the past 3 years that you've been in that property. And so whether it is the first of the big steps of packing, or whether it is just part of the packing process, you need to have a great declutter bootcamp system embedded into your routine every single time. And that way, when you do get to the new property, you're actually starting quite fresh. You're not bringing any baggage or any visual or emotional clutter, which will lead to mental clutter, with you to the next property. Hey, Tammy. So it's really important, that's step number one. The second checklist that you absolutely need in your backpack when you're moving often is you need a checklist at the new house. You need a checklist even if you're renting the new property. There's so much you can do to a rental property that can help you with your space medicine. So the evidence that we always talk about in regard to space medicine is the ability to connect with, hello, the ability to connect with nature and the impact that color has on you. So when I say connect to nature, I mean quite a few things. So it is not only the ability to have natural light in a space, but the ability to have breeze in a space and the impact of a view out a window and what that does to us. So the first thing on your checklist when you get to that new property needs to be looking at the windows. So I want you to look at the windows from the perspective of how much light can they give you, how much air can they give you, and what view can they fill your soul with. Because we know that there is significant evidence to say that our connection with nature is what affects our creativity, productivity, well-being, mental health, and efficiency. So, number one, and the most important part when you get to that new house, is to check out those windows. So I want you to look at removing heavy window furnishings, ensuring all of the windows work so that you can get great ventilation. I want you to also check to see if there are any external shutters that, without compromising your thermal insulation and integrity, whether removing or having pulled back some of those thermal shutters are going to allow you to connect with nature that little bit more. And the final thing I want you to look at with those windows is I want you to check out for security screens. So we often use, you know, the CrimSafe security screens or the good old fashioned crisscross mesh security screens, but they cut down around 20% of the light. So if it's not an essential part of the security in the area and it's something that's maybe left and on and on and on, no, at this point, or you know what, from a feng shui perspective, Tammy, there probably is a lot of evidence on that. But from a space medicine perspective, there's been no solid data that's come in to say one side of compass direction is better than another. However, it's obvious and normal to say that a north-facing window is the most ideal window in the house. It's going to get the best amount of natural light without any direct light, and hence no insulation or thermal protective worries. I haven't read any evidence about that with space medicine, but I do know that from a design perspective. And the last big tip I'm going to leave you with today is the view out our window is so, so important when it comes to space medicine. It's so essential. So many of us in suburbia, you know, often we're looking at a fence or a retainer wall, or in town, you may be looking at the opposite side of a block of units. But there are some amazing, I guess, artificial or transplanting methods that we can use to bring nature to our window. It may be an externally mounted window box. It may be a wall of greenery mounted on the side of the fence outside that window. There are so many things we can do to prescribe space medicine to ourselves. So I think this topic's actually heaps bigger than I thought, and I may have to give you some more on it next week, because all we've got to today is decluttering and before we leave, and the importance of assessing our windows when we get to the new house. But that's all we have time for today. I promise I won't leave you hanging, and I will bring you more on this next week. But for now, have a fantastic day.